USA Radio News.
The Washington National Cathedral is starting to fill up for the funeral of late President George H.W. Bush. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice tells Fox News today is a big day for the country.
I was fortunate to be on his National Security Council staff, and he really is the epitome of a public servant. He taught me a lot about how to be a public servant.
Granddaughter Barbara Bush Pierce tells NBC's Today Show she's heard a lot of great stories about her grandfather since his passing.
Shocked by how many people have some memory of meeting him somewhere and how they found him funny or how loving he was or how personable he was. And that's a really wonderful gift to us.
Although the official start of winter is still a few weeks away, temperatures across the country are dropping. Parts of every single state are expected to see below freezing temperatures either today or tomorrow morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A Turkish prosecutor is demanding arrest warrants be issued for two Saudi nationals for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The chief prosecutor's office in Istanbul filed paperwork Tuesday to obtain warrants for two men close to the Saudi crown prince. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says cross-border tunnels that Hezbollah has constructed with the support of Iran are being destroyed by the Israeli military along the Lebanese border. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Prime Minister Netanyahu described Hezbollah's goal for the tunnels.
These cross-border terror tunnels were built by Hezbollah with direct support and funding from Iran. They were built with one purpose in mind, to attack and murder innocent Israeli men, women, and children.
I also spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces.
We decided to launch the operation now, before Hezbollah had the ability to become operational, and before the threat became really imminent to Israeli civilians.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today to honor the late former President George H.W. Bush. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush.
A former New York City mayor is spending some time in Iowa, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Registered Democrat and former New York mayor, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, recently said that he'd have to be close to a decision by mid-January if he's going to run for the White House in 2020. He has been in the early voting state of Iowa, though, recently. Yesterday at a Q&A session, which followed the screening of his new climate change documentary called Paris to Pittsburgh.
It would be helpful if people call their federal government representatives, senators and congressmen, and say, it's not a commie plot. This is really happening.
Outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan is postponing his farewell address due to the state funeral of President George H.W. Bush. Ryan had scheduled his address for the Library of Congress this afternoon. No new date has been announced. Ryan surprised many people when he announced he would retire from Congress at year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.